Many of the dozens, perhaps hundreds, of books that have been written about the Vietnam War focus on strategy or policy and politics, not Bob Whitworth's. His newly published first-person account, Through My Eyes, documents the war as experienced by a frontline foot soldier, a grunt.
I wasn't an officer. When I wrote this book, that was the view that I was trying to put forward. What the expense was for infantry soldiers that saw up-close combat, some days it was boring, some days it went way past excitement.
Whitworth was 20 years old, a willing draftee in the summer of 1967, who shipped out to Southeast Asia with, he thought, his eyes wide open.
I wasn't worried. I felt like I'd had good training, but nothing prepares you for combat. Not in the sense of how you're going to handle your fears, how you're going to handle the fatigue, how you're going to handle the fact that men are dying close to you.
As an infantryman, Whitworth and his platoon would regularly spend weeks at a time on patrol in the countryside, where the constant possibility of combat was just one of the relentless stresses they endured.
When you step outside the wire, outside a perimeter, all your security is gone. Now you can step on a landmine, you can be shot by a sniper, you can be bit by a snake, mosquitoes, which had malaria in them. You rarely got a bath. And then we had this fungus that would grow on us in patches. It was a struggle for young men to stay on top of this.
Especially, he adds, because there were scant opportunities to rest, much less relax, after holding all-night ambush positions, even when there wasn't any fighting.
In the morning, we'd return back to our platoon, and we'd start this search for the enemy supplies all day. And that night, we'd pull perimeter guards. So we'd sleep 2 hours, guard an hour. Sleep 2 hours, guard an hour. Sleep was hard to come by. So then when the third night returned again, you went out on another all-night ambush. So fatigue and the reality of war and that we were dying, that really began to wear on us.
For most of his memoirs, 250 pages, Whitworth matter-of-factly details his Vietnam experiences from the moment of arrival until he finally got out. His homecoming is summed up briefly, but Bob admits it wasn't what he might have hoped for.
We were, first of all, ignored. There weren't any parades. There was nobody shaking our hand. But we had been used to a hostile environment. Instantly, guys like me, we went out and got a job. We're going to go to work, and I'm going to start planning my life. I'm home. I'm safe. I live in America. Let's make the best of it.
40 years later, Whitworth mentors a new generation of returning soldiers at a veteran center near his home in Concord. For them, as well as his contemporaries, Bob says he drafted his personal war history with a vital subtext in mind: hope.
I wanted to show that there was times that we became completely exhausted, full of fatigue and fear, but we still found ways to find hope. We found it in what we believed. We found it in each other's lives. But it became essential whenever the stresses got really high and we were exhausted. And so I like sharing that hope.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.